The first one regards the spousal impoverishment provisions of the ACA in dealing with the waiver programs. We got a state Medicaid director letter on May 7th, and the policy folks and legal and everybody else has been working really hard to put together a policy handout for our staff so that it covers how exactly we're going to handle the spousal impoverishment pieces. And a lot of it is actually going to track what the POMS says. But there are a couple of things. One thing specifically that the POMS has not changed, I think maybe since before Windsor. So we're hoping that they'll make that change. But if they don't, then our policy will most likely track exactly what POMS says. I'm hoping for it to be out very soon. I reviewed the draft. But it's still not been vetted through other places. But the bulletin will go out first to our staff. Ultimately, the changes will be, I think, in the December handbook updates. The same is true with regard to same-sex marriage recognition. There's also a bulletin that's being prepared on this. We'll be implementing I misspoke. The Windsor thing actually goes with this. I apologize. I've been looking at both of these memos, and so I'm a little confused, obviously. With regard to the SSI stuff, it will apply to the same-sex marriage piece. I'm guessing that the policy will come out pretty quickly, and it's not going to be really a change to anything we haven't already been doing. So back to the spousal impoverishment. X out everything I said about SSI, sorry. But we are in the process of putting that together. And it'll apply to all of the waiver programs, including STAR++, and the waivers like that.